That's not true, but it is something I always try
but
to do.
When we're given a rushing girls class, and we got a day to digest it,
that's the place. Especially if it's properly prepared, where you've got the response.
Just quickly, just so we know the tape's on, the, we're on.
Oh, okay. Great.
I mean, I don't know if we're ready or not. But.
I think we're ready. I'm ready if you're ready. Are you ready? Okay. We're behind times here. Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, any changes or corrections, additions?
No change.
Modifications?
None.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as circulated.
So moved. It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the June 20 and June 28, 2007 meetings.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any corrections on the 20th. I have made corrections received from Mr. Wheatley and Mr. Johnson on the 28th. They've been made.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of June 20th, 2007 as circulated, and the minutes of June 28th, 2007 as amended.
Second. To move and seconded to approve the minutes of the June 20, 2007 as submitted and the approval of the minutes of June 28, 2007 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2007-19 Ameristar Homes as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we defer this for further study at this point.
Second.
To move and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2007-19 Ameristar Homes as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use 1688 Richard Bell III.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1688 for Richard Bell III for an office storage building and storage yard for a contracting business based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is in an area where other business commercial uses and conditional uses exist, and the site is immediately adjacent to the Sports at the Beach complex. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Three, the operation of the business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise, since the majority of the work will be conducted off-site. For this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the office hours of operation will be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. to noon on Saturday. Business hours in the yard area will begin no earlier than 7 a.m. and the business shall be closed on Sunday. B, the landscaping shall be installed to screen the use from adjacent residential dwellings. The landscaping shall be shown on the final site plan, and the landscaping screen shall extend to a minimum of 5 feet past the front corner of any dwelling on adjacent properties. C, a sign no greater than 32 square feet in size and illuminated by spotlights may be installed pursuant to Sussex County ordinances. D, lighting may be installed for safety and security around the site. Any lights shall be downward screened and shall not illuminate across any property lines or onto Route 9. Because the property is adjacent to the Sussex County Airport, any lighting installed on the property shall comply with FAA regulations. E, any fuel storage on site shall comply with all state, local, and federal guidelines. F, the applicant shall comply with all roadway and entrance improvements required by the Delaware Department of Transportation. G, the applicant shall not advertise or display products within the front yard area except in the form of landscaping bids and planters. The locations of the proposed display shall be described in detail on the final site plan. The display area shall be set back at least 35 feet from the front property line. H, there shall be no parking in the front yard setback. I, the mobile home that currently exists on the property shall not be used as an office without approval of the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1688 Richard Bell III for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use 1689 Michael and Nancy Chorman.
Mr. Chairman, before there's any discussion on this one, I just wanted to update the commission. When I think this was considered at the public hearing, there was a question as to whether there was any restrictive covenants for this land that would affect the proposed use. And we checked the recorded deeds, and to the best of our research, there's not any restrictions that address it one way or the other, frankly.
All right, sir. Well, we appreciate the information. Mr. Johnson, I believe this is in your vast territory.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is one of those conditional uses that, I was not quite sure how best to approach it, given that it is located in a residential area that may expand with the area across from this location. However, I do believe